Shavuos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Base, 6-2 and more scenarios where Shimon is denying everything to Reuven. Says the Mishnah, Manali v'yadecha. Reuven says to Shimon, you have 100 bucks of mine. Amar lo, bifnei edim, hein. And Shimon acknowledges that he owes 100 bucks to Reuven in front of witnesses. Lamacha amar lo, tineuli. The next day, Reuven says to Shimon, I want my 100 bucks, give it to me. And Shimon responds, Nasativ lach, what are you talking about? I gave it to you after I admitted it to you, and before now, in the intervening period, I gave you the money that I owed you. So he's essentially saying, I owe you nothing now. So therefore, pator. So therefore, even though yesterday Shimon admitted in front of witnesses that he owed the money to Reuven, now he's claiming there's no liability whatsoever, and his claim is because in the intervening period he paid the money, so therefore it's not a motu mixa situation. He's pater from the shvua. He will, of course, be chayav for a shvua's heset because he's denying the whole claim, but that's beyond the scope of the mission, like I said again, and I'll say again and again. Okay, now, just an important PS. In the event that defendant, I'll call him, Shimon, makes an admission in front of witnesses, that's only relevant if Shimon formally appoints these to be his witnesses. He says, you know, you guys are my witness to this effect. Otherwise, the next day, Shimon could always just say, listen, you know, you said yesterday I owed you 100 bucks, and I thought you were joking. I said, yeah, sure, but I wasn't being serious, or whatever it is. So it's not considered an admission in front of witnesses unless the witnesses have been designated formally by the person who's making the admission. Then he can't turn around after the fact the next day and say, oh, I wasn't being serious. He was being serious. Next case, if the Shimon, instead of saying I paid you in the intervening period, says Ein lecha b'yadi, which is hard to translate literally, but in the context of the Mishnah, the way the Gemara understands it, that's a person saying, what are you talking about? I never owed you any money. Okay? So that's the connotation of Ein lecha b'yadi. It never happened. So that being the case, now, if he previously admitted that there was an obligation and it was formally in front of witnesses, like I described before, like he says, Shimon says, you are my witnesses for this, and I admit I owe Reuven the money. So then, chayev. So now we can't go back. There's no going back at all. And in fact, if it's in the context of a bezdin, he would be considered to be like essentially huchsa kafir, and he's like a liar, okay? And he can't go back because he already formally admitted in front of witnesses he does owe the money, so he can't change and say he never owed it in the first place, okay? But again, that means in the chabiyadi is interpreted and meant it never happened. Not that, yes, the loan happened, but I've paid you in the meantime. Okay. Next case, the Mishnah. If manali viyadecha, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100 bucks, Amar Lohain, and Shimon responds in front of witnesses that he designated as such. He says, yes, I'm confirming I owe Reuven the money. And then Reuven says to Shimon, Al titneu li ela ve'edim. Reuven says, listen, do not repay me that money unless there are witnesses present to confirm it. And the chiddush of the Mishnah already is that normally that the lender could make whatever conditions he wants at the time he lends the money, but this is happening later on. But the point is that the lender is within his rights to say, listen, I want you to repay me the money only in front of witnesses, and therefore, lemachar, the next day, amar lo taneu li, when Reuven says to Shimon, okay, the 100 bucks you admitted to yesterday, I said, pay me in front of witnesses, yeah, the 100 bucks, I want it now. And if Shimon says, nasativ lach, he says, what do you mean, I gave it to you yesterday afternoon, chayev, then Shimon will have to pay, because mipnei shatzarich litno lo ve'edim, since he was specifically told to return the money only in the presence of witnesses, and that was a condition, and that's established fact by the witnesses hearing it themselves, and therefore, Shimon is not going to be believed as he gave without witnesses, because that wasn't the deal. And therefore, he will have to pay again, chayiv, meaning not chayiv in a shvua. Okay, he'll be chayiv to pay, the bezin will force him to pay.